Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
AfterBuzz TV Jersey Shore fans, the Ron juice was flowing. Tonight we're going to break down the episode. We're going to give you Jersey Shore news and gossip. We're going to go over, what are we going to go over, Morgan?
We're going to go over secrets you don't even know about the Jersey Shore cast.
Hot mess of the week.
Hot mess of the week.
Plus news and gossip and a whole lot more.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Bitches, we're back. Jersey Shore Ron Juice episode 4. You guys, is there a better show on television?
No!
I mean, is this thing not living up to what we thought it would be? Maybe more.
It is the epitome of reality TV.
Way, this takes me back to season 2.
Yes.
This is how good this show is. You guys, I'm Kevin K-Wow Undergaro. I'm going to go around the panel. Morgan, tell me, who are you?
I am Morgan, a.k.a. Morgan Willett. I don't know if anyone can see this, but my hat does say Jim and Juice.
Yeah.
Jim and Juice. Jim and Juice. Wait, Morgan, Jim, what is your name?
It just will stay forever.
Wait, no, so no fans?
No fans, guys. You guys.
Fans, we need a Jersey Shore name. Let's keep going down the panel. Who else is here?
Hey, guys, I'm Nakia Monet, and I guess I'm the sweetest bitch that you will ever know. Hey.
What did you say? What were you thinking? Black Guido?
Black Guido. I'm the only black. And those who are listening, I am black. I have melanin, so do not be offended. I can call myself the Black Guido.
You can.
And I'm Stacey Olivas. Party's here. I do not have a Jersey Shore.
You don't have a name either?
No. I was even like Googling some in search engines, like a Jersey Shore name.
All right.
I need one.
Fans on YouTube and iTunes, please, will you let us know? We need some fan names for these girls, okay? But on the couch, we have a Jersey Shore alum. This is actually very historic.
Ooh.
The very first after show that was done at AfterBuzz TV, okay, was hosted by the person who's on this couch. Roxy Rookie Strider.
I got my name. Yay! I got my name. You couldn't take it from me if you tried.
All right,
keeping
Roxymillion. Yeah. What do you think? Is this living up to
Holy crap, Kev. Holy crap.
Holy crap.
Part of it is a little sad. I'm not going to lie.
What?
Of it makes me a little sad.
Why?
Because
you're not young and fun anymore?
Yes.
That's totally what makes me sad.
But also because it's different. It's a different show, but oh my God, is it unbelievable.
Wait.
Yes.
Why is it a different show?
It's a different show because people are parents. I've developed a conscience and a soul, and so when I watch people cheating on their significant others, I actually feel bad now, as opposed to 7 years ago when we were doing this, and I was like, ha ha ha. So I'm different, they're different. It's all different,
but
Kev.
But we're also... Okay, let's bring that around the table. We're in the Jersey Shore universe, you guys. Mm-hmm. Like the laws of the regular universe don't apply. I think when you get into that world, it's different. It's Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
What do you guys think? So, are you guys sharing that sentiment?
If they took that away, we wouldn't have a show.
Right.
Thank you, Stacey.
I want to be a fly on that wall, or I want to be in those rooms. Well, not the rooms, but lining up with them.
The smush room. I think you need that hot mess, because we wouldn't have the entertainment, and I think they are the first ones who are going to sign up to be the hot mess. But I do agree with Roxy, because sometimes it's like, God damn it, it's a little sad, but I enjoy it for the entertainment.
Well, listen, 100%. Morgan, what do you think?
Oh, I agree with them, but I will say, like, I wouldn't want to live it. I don't want that drama with my husband, but I will watch it every day of the week.
Well, guys, it's no different than every other reality show, right? I mean, in this genre, all the housewives shows, I mean, it's all supposed to just be a hot mess.
But we lived with them so many years ago, and we supposedly have matured as they have supposedly matured, and that just hasn't happened
I think they've mutated. More than mature.
Like the X-Men?
Yeah, exactly. Like the X-Men. Yes,
same audience, right?
Now they have superpowers. Yes.
Like the X-Men.
You guys, we're gonna break it all down. We have, obviously, we start out with the JWoww and Snooki battle, but we'll get into GTL, we'll talk a little situation, the Ron and Dina fight, and, of course, the club and the after party, which is just...
Hey-o.
Right, just wowzers. To me was, oh, it was succulent. I'm already nervous, you guys, that the load is blown, and I'm so scared the next 7 or 8 episodes... We're downhill.
No way.
Because that was so amazing.
I think it's just going
to
go up.
Yep. You think so? Oh,
yeah.
God,
100%.
Please, listen, from your mouth to God's ears. Okay. So, JWoww and Snooki are in the blowout.
Mm-hmm.
Your thoughts?
JWoww took it. Like, she just rolled with the punches. And she ended up apologizing at the end. I was like, this girl.
JWoww 2.0.
Well, my thing is, did I not predict this the week one? That yes. Their fight was going to be 5 minutes long. And then they say sorry. And immediately, no hard feelings. It was like, did you even fight? What was the purpose?
First of all, Snooki has given us only children a bad name. Not all of us have only child syndrome. Sometimes we can't help it.
Well, Jenny's an only child as well.
She is. So sometimes I think because Jenny is so used to this and she's so used to Snooki and Snooki's super spoiled and she's a mom, I think she's used to reeling her in and saying, all right, fine, you can call
me. And she's older. She said, I'm the oldest sister.
So I think she can take it because I think Snooki's like her third baby or her little daughter.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
But not only children and we're all not that bad.
I just wonder... Truthfully, do you guys, and I'm not trying to mess up anybody's marriage, so please don't come at me, Snooki. Truthfully, do you think that this is coming from a place where she is attracted to Vinny and she does want to hook up with him?
Yes, because Jenny pointed out it was her insecurities, and I think that's what it is. Because if you're secure in your relationship and your man is okay and you tell him that you're coming with your ex, there should be no problem.
But do you think that JWoww has insider information and she's talked to Snooki off air and Snooki has confided in her that she is still into Vinny in some way and that's why JWoww is like, enough, doing this because I know exactly why and I'm not going to out you, but I see you.
Yeah. That's good because she's overreacted. Yeah.
Well, you know... I'm sorry, if you hook up with the guy, there's always, always, always going to be that feeling there. Yes. I know I'm not the only one who, in high school, whoever, what guy, like, there's still, like, a smidge. Yeah. And it's never going to go away. I think deep down she does have just a bit of attraction that freaks her out.
And I think she doesn't trust herself, especially when the alcohol's flowing.
Yeah. Well, you never can
trust yourself. Well, when she has her follow-up with Vinny in the hot tub, he said, God, Gianni and I were cool. Why was I invited to the wedding? She said, it was me. So she said it in that moment. Roxy Rookie Stryer.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're on to something.
I think you're on to something. And
I don't want to be. I don't want to. I want to be wrong.
Okay. Does the fire go out, though, now? Do we just put it to rest? Do we knock the lid off the trash can? Is it over? Between those two.
If they can stay sober. So
which they won't.
I see more fights happening. I see more being uncomfortable around each other because I think they still, even though he keeps saying, I have a girlfriend, you have a husband, I think they both still have a little bit of feelings.
He just keeps pulling that out of his back pocket every 5 minutes. But not even with Snooki. It just seems like out of all of them, he's saying it the most. Yeah. Notice situation, not saying it as much, really just acting upon it.
Yeah, just having a girlfriend. Right. Not saying every minute, I have a girlfriend. He's just actually having
a girlfriend.
On the phone with her, talking to her, doing his thing, having a girlfriend.
Being a good boyfriend. Because that's what boyfriends
do. He's sober. I think like that has to have a big part of being a good
boyfriend. And I think he's changed too. Yeah. He's grown up.
So, he has changed a lot. And we're seeing it every week. It seems like he beat the rap.
Yeah.
Right?
Definitely.
But then there's drama with his brothers he's not speaking to.
Mm.
Right? Over that.
To the bottom of that.
But once again, we see, we should over the weeks to come figure out what's going on there. But again, we see Jenny in this big sister role. You know, she's the one that is interested, asks him about his life and what's going on and shares with him. So I think it's very interesting. What about GTL and Situation's version of GTL now really not the same 7 years later?
It's really sad.
I felt like he was eating a chocolate bar on that treadmill. Was that a power bar? Because at least that would make me feel a little better.
And he was like, guys, you're going to love the tanning booth. It's amazing.
It's hilarious because from the past, he was the one with the chiseled body, the nice ass. Mm-hmm. So to see them all grown up, and mind you, they're only 30, like maybe 32.
Yeah, but we've talked about this. Yeah. In those climates, those city climates, mm-hmm. it's 30 is more 40, 50.
That's very
true. They're tapped out when they're young.
Yeah, he reminded me of myself on the treadmill. I'm like, that's me.
Honestly, good for you. Enjoy, like Dina said, you're on vacation. You enjoy that chocolate bar and the treadmill.
Yeah, and
it's only 4 weeks.
And I think he's more comfortable right now and confident. So he's like, I don't need to prove nothing.
You know, I'm sure part of his addiction was the working out.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The endorphins in the brain and it's unbelievable that he's given up smoking. Really incredible. And it's not like he's ballooned up to 200 pounds and turned it to food. We're seeing him eat more and you know, he's eating Doritos and things like that. But at the same time, it's like, I can't believe, the situation, probably should have been a special topic of debate, has the situation really grown as a human being?
I call him Brother Love because he was spilling out all this positivity.
Yeah.
He was sitting back
It's not a setback, it's a setup.
Exactly.
The inspiration, not the situation.
Yeah.
The inspiration. Inspiring everyone.
I feel like they seriously should take clips of him and play it when you enter rehab.
Yes.
Like before and after. Because I think that if you had asked him in the moment, why are your relationships so tumultuous many years ago, he would not have been able to answer, because I'm on drugs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that is what's going on. And underneath that, there's a person.
Yeah.
A good person. A person who is a good friend, who has good advice to give, is a good boyfriend, and we're watching that person come to life.
It's amazing.
And it was drugs. Like, not to say this out loud, because I am a fan, but don't do drugs, kids. Don't do drugs.
It's known to that, and heavy alcohol is known to stunt your growth.
Yeah.
You literally stop growing when you do that, and we were seeing it here. When we look at the GTL, the rest of the clan, though, it was somewhat horrifying to me because it's you know, we see all the tanning and we see these guys all sculpted up and tattooed, but to me, seeing their workouts, how intense they were, was the reality of the price you pay to achieve those looks for that 2 hours at the club to walk around and look amazing. You see how much time these guys put into that.
You just kept saying, like, this is their life. This is their life.
This is their life. What? That's it. Like, who has time? I mean, by the way, who here has time? I mean, I get 45 minutes in 3 days a week if I'm lucky. Mm-hmm. But who has time?
Every day.
They do, apparently, because I'm like, what jobs do they have on the road?
That's true.
Like outside of the show.
Looking that way is their job.
Well, listen, if it was... you're right. If it's part of the job, I respect it. But why do I believe that there is just a culture of Guido meatheads and meatballs who practice GTL, and they've been practicing it for decades?
It is.
Right? And they live at home, so they don't really have many bills. But they drive the best car, whatever, and they do a little jobs here and there or whatever to get by. But this is
the image. Yeah,
this is the lifestyle.
This is the lifestyle.
Or you could just do like Snooki and just redo your whole lips and your whole face.
Yes, that is the move.
But we we talked to Snooki about, you know, we had talked to her, and she said, at least she'd said, she's really into a much better diet.
Yeah.
Even she was, I was impressed. She was hanging with the boys in the
gym.
That's
right. Yeah. I think they're full on. And I respect them because if this is your business, great. But what horrifies me is I know that there's a population out there that it's not their business.
It's all about it.
And this is their life.
All day, every day, 24/7.
I'll tell you, if only there was a free podcast out there that helped you get better the same way we see the kids from GTL.
If only.
Get
if
better.
Only. Well, you know what?
Beyond GTL. Maybe there's a podcast that take me beyond GTL.
You
so if I gym, I tan, I laundry, but is there more I can do? More?
You know what? There sure is, because more than GTL, you can have fun, learn, grow in all areas of your life with this podcast. We have it just for you. It's Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition. It's hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder, and it drops every Friday on iTunes, guys. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life, not just GTL.
Yes, please.
Yes, yes, ma'am.
Who wouldn't want that?
From all health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more, let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. You just go to iTunes, subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos, and it's free.
Free, bitches.
$3.99.
Favorite word. Be sure to rate, comment, and when you do, let Maria know it was us at the Jersey Shore panel. Who Sent You There, Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition. Check it out, you guys.
Yeah, most importantly, we sent you this. So yes. When you go there and you subscribe.
You need the credit on that one,
right? 100%. Thank you to the AfterBuzz TV Jersey Shore crew for sending me to this amazing podcast. It's just an idea.
And
just
even better, while you're at the gym, you can listen to it.
Yes.
Because it's podcast.
I love that.
It will keep you motivated.
On the treadmill, not eating power bars,
or you
listening
can eat a power
to Maria's
bar
podcast.
I'm not even going to lie. Today, guys, I got to be on the show, and we had
you look great today.
Thank you so much. Yes. We had the wildest conversation that if you're a Jersey Shore fan, you're going to love it because things got freaky.
Freaky.
We went into the sex topic. I'm just going
to
say
it. Go one step further.
We talked about sex brothels with the sex dolls.
The sex dolls. Yeah.
Sammy.
Sex doll brothels. It reminded me of Sammy. It freaked me out.
But I think they're really good looking.
Better. Yeah, they were good looking, okay. But just as heavy as Sammy apparently is on
what?
The show.
This is a real thing?
This is a real thing, wow. But I'm not going to tell you anymore. You have to listen.
I'm listening.
Yeah, because that's definitely going to make it through to the podcast because, like, mind blowing. That was on her Sirius
XM
show, though.
Wild. Is Jersey Shore's middle name. Yes. So that's great.
Can we talk, you guys, can we talk about the Ron and Dina fight?
Yes. Oh, man.
Your thoughts.
I want to punch them both.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to feel that way?
Yes.
Because I keep going back and forth. It is terrible. It is it's a terrible
You're
thing to feel.
You're sad about the...
I'm sad. I'm angry. I'm sad. Maybe I'm just taking out my life on this show. But here's the deal. I get it. You want to support your ride or die chick. I think I would be the same way coming into the show.
Yeah.
If my friend couldn't come on, I would get it. And I'd be like, I've got your back, girl. I'm going to stand up for you. But I feel like she's going out of her way to bring up Sammy. And then she's like, see, you won't stop talking about her. And he's like, wait, you just brought her up. Wait, I didn't even. And then it's all spiral. But then I'm annoyed with him, too, because it's like, shut up. You're annoying. You're the meanest person on this show.
Yeah. I'm annoyed with the both of them. It's like, enough's enough. So to beat everybody else on the outside, it's like, guys, enough already. You keep saying Sammy's name. She's not here. Dina, we got it. You're a great friend. But as long as he's not saying anything too disrespectful, it's fine.
Right.
Let him talk. You guys signed the contract. Just tell Sammy when you go home. She's not thinking about him. It's enough.
You did your job already.
You did your job.
I think she was a strong little meatball. I like that she stood up for herself. And you know what Ronnie does? He is kind of a narcissist. I'm not going to lie. That guy is annoying. And I think he is bringing Sammy up, and I think he's still in love with her.
Morgan.
I think he's fully still. I think if both of them can take the word Sam out of their vocabulary.
That's true.
The Jersey Shore house will be a lot more peaceful. Do I want the peace? Probably not.
No
I don't. And they're not going to take it out of their mouth. But I think it's both of them being guilty. I think she's too obsessed with being this good friend. We get it. We got it the first episode. And he's still in love with Sam.
Now, there was some other interesting things revealed when he said, you know what? When her and I were together, she wanted nothing to do with relationships with you females. Mm. And you know those girls in high school that, like, when they got their guy boyfriend, they dropped everybody, right?
Yeah.
Even in college, too. And, you know, the girls kind of were like, she's kind of right.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden we break up, and you're friends. So I'm getting to another point here with this. And so that was interesting to know. But if you think about it, we know what Sammy's like. Do you guys really think Sammy is at home not watching this, not caring, or watching it and laughing and going, oh my God, look at the doll about me, ha ha? Or do you think she is really torn up? I think she's really torn up.
100%.
Okay.
She is.
All right, now, right.
For sure.
So, okay, here 100%. We go. Now, I want you guys to think about your best friends. And you know your best friend. You know your best friend is going to be, was shattered in a million pieces that they're doing this show, I bet you. Shattered in a million pieces that she couldn't be a part of it because she knew she had a relationship. And who knows if there's some typical male in her life who goes, no, me or the show. Because, by the way, I will tell you from Dancing with the Stars, like, I'm one of the few guys who's like, no, Maria, go. It'll be great for your career.
Yeah.
Most, you know how many guys I know held celebrity females back and said, you can't, and women, by the way, both.
Yeah,
and females, too, who would tell the male star, you cannot do the show. And some of them, it would have totally changed their careers. So I think this is what's going on, and I think Dina is a very good friend. And so I ask you guys, if that were my best friend, I'd probably be, Rocks, you know me, I'm an Italian. Like, that's where hyper-vigilant, like, for the people we love.
Yeah.
So she knows how broken up, and this is about Sam, so I think she's hyper-vigilant. Is it annoying to watch? Yes, but I think that's what's going on.
I agree, yeah. But I feel like she's also poking the bear a little bit, Kevin, because it's kind of like pick your battles. Yes, stand up for your friend. But then do you have to, when he calls you sweetie in the cab, start a fight about that, honey, too?
When it came to... they're all drinking. This is editing. And when, and usually the whole, hey, sweetie, honey, right. There's a way of sweetie, can you get me that? Or sweetie, you need to... He said it in an insulting way, and remember, like, they're drinking all day, and this is editing.
Yeah, but
right?
I just feel like she picks at everything he says, everything he does.
Well, listen, we've already figured out who the supervillain of this season to be. So I am
happy that the girls do call him out. Even the guys are starting to call him out on being obsessed with Sam. Mm-hmm. So I do like seeing them holding him accountable for that.
And if we took this out, you guys. What's Dina's role on the show?
She doesn't have anything.
Right? What's her role on this show? Right. It's not. She's not single. She's not going to the gym. I mean, what? We need her for something.
I agree.
She's not going to. Yeah. She has it in her to be a big sister, but we have Jenny.
And I think she might have a little bit of resentment towards Ron because maybe she was that good friend who probably was there for Sam when she was going through the heartbreak, you know, breaking up and everything. So she probably is like, you've hurt my friend so much.
And we had heard that Dina, remember, she was sad when the show ended because... She was no longer in touch with Snooki, who was her meatball. You know, she wasn't, you know, everyone kind of moved on and she was sad. So I could see where, you know, this important moment in her life doing the Jersey Shore, where she would connect deeply with someone on the show and it happened to be Sam. And I get it all. I do. So, needless
Kevin,
to say.
Kevin, I see what you're saying.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're saying.
Listen, here's the thing, guys.
Wow.
If you guys agree or disagree, go to iTunes, please. Rate, comment, and subscribe to our show. But when you comment, let us know how you feel. Now, if you are not listening, if you're watching us, or if you're listening and you want to watch us, go over to YouTube and please like our show and leave the comments there. We do read them, or at least these guys do, because I'm on a purge right now.
I love hearing from
them.
Okay? Thumbs up helps too, by the way. Yeah. Give us that thumbs up.
Give that thumbs up and, you know, and let us know what you think. Also, you know, if you disagree with who our hot mess of the week is, let us know. And please, for crying out loud, next week, can we get some names for the girls?
I was just going to say, they're actually in the, those who are listening to us, we do have a live chat and they have actually thrown some names out for some of the girls.
Oh, no, you did it!
Yes, I did!
Oh,
I gotta do the Dina hands. So those who are listening to us, I'm doing the hands. You gotta.
I want to learn the hands. I hate that I can't do the hands.
These are the East Coast hands. So shout out to Ronnie Jr. He is in the chat and he says, Morgan, you have Mo Money.
Oh yes. Good job.
Morgalicious.
Oh, Morgalicious. I like that.
Okay.
Morgalicious.
Stacy, you have Stacy Hot Sauce.
Stacy Hot Sauce is good. I like that.
Or Stacy Sizzles.
Oh. I kind of like Stacy Sizzle.
Can we just call her Sizzler?
Sizzler. And everyone was happy to see Roxy. They're like, Roxy the legend, Roxy the OG. Hey,
that's OG Roxy. Legend. Wow, far too kind.
Yes. Still so for those listening, I still need a jersey name. Kevin, you have KY.
KY, baby doll.
Always.
No, we're not going Black Guido?
I don't know. I don't want anybody to be offended by Black Guido.
Who's going to be offended?
Those who can't physically see me.
Excuse me. I'm a Guido, and I say it's okay.
Okay, I'm part of the Guido family. Like, those who can't physically see me and those.
You just have to announce to iTunes every single week.
I am
black. Guido, I'm black. It's fine.
You know, and by the way, just so everyone knows, the separation between blacks and Italians.
We're family. Many similarities. I'm the honorary Italian.
Right, can you do me a favor, though? Who's doing news and gossip?
I'll do news and gossip.
Right, can you do it with the hands? What is that called?
We call it the clap.
We
clap.
Can you do it with the clap so I can learn?
Well, not that clap.
Right, not that one.
Not the Jersey Shore clap. Roxy's we got the soul clap with the hand clap. They're from Jersey. I'm from New York. I grew up in Boston. So this little tri-state, we do a lot of the hand claps.
Good. All right, so you'll do the news and gossip later.
Yes,
okay. Guys, finally, we go to the club.
Woo!
This was unbelievable. To me, this is up there with one of the best Jersey Shore scenes ever.
Okay, well, as a previous club goer, but not maybe for a little bit, you seemed very surprised at the outfit choices that the ladies were bringing to the club. Is this not what it's always been like? Because since I've been a club goer.
That's what they wear. But Ross, here's the thing. I never went to clubs. I was working. Okay. So that's why I always wanted to live vicariously through you people and through this show. So I just I was just, my jaw was on the ground. I hated my life. I wanted to be them. I want to die because I believe in past lives so I can come back again.
What are you coming back as?
I'm going to live in the Jersey Shore. One of them.
Polly D, you got to come back as Polly.
Somebody. But anyway, what an I thought this was fantastic. MVP returns, and yes. We go to a club. Because I tell you right now, guys, I know the new karma. What do we call the new karma? What's the
Cavaliers? Cavaliers.
I'm gonna
whatever it is,
I'm a little lukewarm on it. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you guys feel. It just, but this was fist pumping. Music was going. We were drinking. Like shit was going down.
It was like Jersey Shore OG.
Yes.
It was like they call it Rocky OG.
I hope we get to return. All right, you guys. Please weigh in, because all I'm going to do is gush about how much I love this, but we need to really get into this.
I was really excited to actually see them in the club and to see the drama that unfolded, because even though like I watched this, I'm like, this show is crazy. I was excited to see Dina get kind of like Jersey.
Yes.
And everyone was getting hyped. Yes. And they were getting ready to fight, because it reminded me of the past seasons. And yes. I'm like, this is Jersey Shore. Yes. Yeah.
Now, interesting wrinkle is JWoww, someday we have to go over who's grown the most.
Yeah.
The old JWoww would have, what's that?
I think 100% JWoww.
Yeah, because she would have thrown the punch, and you know, it could be again, you know, it's something to debate, but in that moment that's where she would have thrown a punch. Mm-hmm. 5 years ago, and you know what, nope,
she would have thrown
I think
down.
She's grown.
Yeah,
I feel like yes, however, had it been Snooki that this person was talking to, maybe it'd be different. The person that the house has the back of the least is Dina. And that has been made abundantly clear. She stays home. She's laying out by herself. She's marching to the beat of her own drum. Mm. And she's no longer BFF with Snooki.
Right.
She's no longer BFF with JWoww. She's on the outs with Ronnie. I think Pauly D could care less about her. And Vinny's like, okay, I guess I'll maybe try to care. So the fact that anybody cared about her in this moment actually made me happy, because yeah. I was like, okay, Vinny, maybe you shouldn't pour champagne on girls that you don't know. However, thanks for showing up for Dina. Right. Yeah. Nobody shows up for Dina.
Because you're actually right, yeah. The clap, because everyone is paired off together, and it's kind of like Dina by herself. Yeah. And though, like you said, it was a little wrong that Vinny did pour the champagne, I got a little excited.
Yes, you pour that champagne.
Here's the thing you now have to consider, and I wonder if this is in Jenny's mind too. You know, now though, they're easy targets to be sued.
That's true.
Even that, yeah. Even pouring that thing, I'm sure
it's
assault.
Way.
Yeah. 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 And, yeah, and so it's a little scary for Jenny, who is one of the more successful ones on the show. You got to think. Hopefully, that's in the back of her head. But I think you're right, Roxy. Yeah. I think it's that they don't have that same bond anymore with Dina.
She's not an OG.
Yeah.
What's interesting is now people know them. When they first were filming the show, some people did the first season. I'm sure like people approached them at the club. You know these girls who came up to them. They knew they were on camera. Yes. So it's going to be interesting when they go to the club later. Is it going to be a thing where everyone wants to talk to them? They're going to bring girls. They pick fights because they know they're getting airtime. Yeah. They know they're on camera picking a fight with Dina. So it's just like, that'll be interesting to see. Will they now be like, oh, these people are picking fights. We're not even going to bother targets. Them.
And did you guys notice how young those girls were?
Super young.
Fake ID.
18.
Really?
Where's your fake ID?
Hey, Miami.
Young.
Listen.
They look like babies.
You can do a lot in Miami. You can go to a lot of places without getting your ID checked. I'm just saying.
Okay, so things keep going, and we see the girls from Sweden. Ooh, and
some accent places.
Right. France.
France.
Colombia.
It was a whole... and the girls are great wingmen. They bring them over.
For Polly.
And then, you know, we know Ron on the Ron juice. By the way, if you remember in earlier seasons, guys, when he drank, he always cheated.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, didn't always cheat. When he was with Sam, they fought.
Yeah.
But when he wasn't with Sam, he hooked up.
And that's why the relationship ultimately didn't work.
Yeah.
From what she said.
And I know now he's with his new girlfriend, the mother of his daughter, Jen. So I know she's probably watching this. I just wonder what their relationship could be.
So they are together still?
They're still together.
No.
Vinny and his new girlfriend broke up, but Ron and his girl is still together.
Still together. I mean, you know, when you have a baby, it's hard.
Yeah.
And now Ron's because you just... how to humanize this for me. Yeah, I'd feel sad for the well, for a baby mama. Yeah. You know, yeah. if she didn't have a baby,
you almost have to be like, okay, as a human being, this is my thoughts, and as a Jersey Shore viewer, these are my thoughts. Right. Because like, otherwise, it's not fun. If you actually think about it, she's at home. She when he's leaving, she's like, you can look, but don't touch. Like, I'm pregnant with your kid. And the first night they go out big. And this is what
and
he
it's
does.
It's not that he's even touching, like, a little, like, hand gesture there. It is full on, like, and grinding.
On Ron's camera. The type of guy that has to be babysat. Like, his girlfriend needs to be there at all times.
What I love, though, is the crew tried to stop him.
Yeah.
Like, kind of like how they stood up for Dina. They were like, Ron, this is not a good
Everybody
idea.
Everybody tried.
They tried, and Ron knew it. Yeah. He kept saying, oh, I'm not that stupid.
And then Snooki getting everyone drunk, and you just knew that poor she gave the Colombian girl. You knew we were going to vomit.
Multiple times.
Yes.
Like, I don't think Colombiana. To kill a person. But that was kind of vodka could knock you out.
But that was kind of her setup to get her so drunk that she wouldn't hook up. Maybe.
When it backfired, she even said, well, this backfired completely as the girl's projectile vomiting.
I don't think Colombiana ate before they went to the club. Yeah.
Listen, so, and I guess it's more for predictions for next week, but... But it seems like they're hooking up.
Yeah.
You can't be in the bathroom that long and not be...
Oh, 100%.
Well, and you're not drunk and you're not going to just kiss. You don't have that, like, when you're wasted.
She seemed pretty aggressive, like a girl who was DTF who
She said, I want to go in the house. I want to see your house. Like, she was like, it's time. And by the way, just a shout out to the foreign chicks because you know what? Can we do agree that are they more DTF?
Yeah,
they are. Right? They are.
I like to say they like to have a good time.
Look
and that's what I love.
She was wearing that shirt, screamed DTF.
DTF.
No bra,
nothing. No bra, nothing.
Do you Nipples think she was aware that he had a girlfriend?
No.
Wait, better question. Do you think she gave a...
No, she did not care.
She I don't think she cared, never see you again, ever.
Nor did she know, I don't think. You know, he's not saying it.
I think in that bathroom when that door was closed, her being aggressive, I think... Not saying that he's an innocent
It wasn't the bathroom, it was his bedroom.
Yeah.
He was like, it's my bedroom, this is the bathroom. They were in his bed.
It was. They were getting in
on.
And the only thing he said was, no, thank you.
We'll find out next week. Last thing for in the after party. Do you think, maybe it doesn't matter, but did Pauly D hook up with his chick?
We saw them suck face. But do you mean hook up like sex?
Yeah, right? Why wouldn't you take the free play?
I think he probably sealed the deal. And I think it just didn't make airtime because it was like...
Because who cares?
Yeah. He's single. That's expected
who cares?
From him.
All right, you guys, what do you want to do? You want to do Hot Mess of the Week or do you want fan shout-outs?
Let's do Hot Mess of the Week.
Yeah, Hot Mess of the Week. Wow, we're talking mess.
Hot Mess of the Week.
All right, Stacey, who's the Hot Mess of the Week?
I'm going to say Ron. He had too much Ron juice and he was turned up. I think he cheated. Definitely
interesting.
Cheated. 100%.
I'm going to say Ronnie, but at the beginning, it was Snooki.
Snooki was, right.
Yeah.
But did we give it to Snooki last week?
It was between her and Vinny.
Today for me, it's between her and Ronnie. But Ronnie definitely takes the cake.
Gotcha.
Guys, you know who I'm going to go for? Someone different. I'm going for Colombian.
That's what I'm going for. Colombian chick.
Colombian chick projectile vomiting. She has class tomorrow. Poor thing. I hope you don't have a test because you ain't making it. She's a hot mess.
Okay, is there any way that we can find out who they are?
Yeah, let's find out.
Can we? In this Insta stupid world that we live in.
Okay.
Right? I took so next week we'll have a report.
Jersey Shore detectives.
We're going to do our PI work.
And you know what? If we can go so far as we'll try to get him on the show and we'll find out what really happened.
Yes.
Roxy, who was your hot mess of the week?
I gotta say it's Snooki. I'm not gonna be into Ron. Ron was not a hot mess. He sucked. Like he cheated. He sucked.
All right.
Snooki was a hot mess.
He did have that crazed look in his face. Do you see that look he had?
Yes.
With the shit salad, his hair is everywhere.
Hot mess. Something that's not a hot mess. We do have some fans in the chat room. There's a young lady named Brandy, and she wanted me to give Kev and Roxy a shout out.
Love you, Brandy. Coming over from the Tomorrow Show. We love you, baby.
Give you guys a shout out. And Ronnie, who gave these ladies their name. He came up with the name for me.
Yeah.
He says Nakia Melanin Mommy, because, you know, I'm black.
Not
the Melanin Monet.
It might be a little long.
I like Black Guido, too.
But, Ronnie, I'll do Nakia Melanin Mommy, but then I like Black Guido.
Black Guido almost needs a TM next to it. I almost have to trademark that.
I'm Black Guido.
All right, you know what? So, as promised, let's get some Jersey Shore news and gossip done with the clapping of the hands. After Buzz TV. Here we go. I want to see this.
All right.
Here we go.
Let me stretch out here. Mm. All right, my little meatballs.
Syllables.
So for those who are listening, you might want to turn the volume down because the clapping is about to get serious. Yes. So our hot mess of the week, Ronnie and his girlfriend Jen did give birth to a beautiful baby girl, but they ended up naming her Ariana Sky.
Ariana Sky.
How do you feel about Ariana Sky? So little Ariana will be watching her daddy on TV in a few years. Fist bumping.
Wait, what am I missing? What's wrong with Ariana Sky? That's cute. That's
it's beautiful. Cute. No, I love
wonderful.
It.
Wonderful.
Oh. You guys all look judgmental as crap.
Oh, no, I'm judging the fact that she will get to watch her father basically cheat on the mom. But
we're
that's
just,
okay.
We're just judging Ron. It's totally fine.
Got it.
So a few weeks ago, remember we were like, how is Ronnie... Not Ronnie. How is Vinny living in this big mansion that he cannot afford? And we thought his mom bought the house.
Okay.
And no, my little meatballs. It looks like Vinny's fortune. He has made over $3 million from the Jersey Shore show. So he's kicking it up. So that house, K-Wow, Vinny's.
Vinny on up. Not mama.
K-Wow, how?
How?
Well, remember, it's not LA real estate. So even though in L.A. that house would be a couple million dollars there, you know, probably maybe it's like a mil or under a mil. And then you're talking mortgages. And remember, most of these guys, if you
how's he making that money?
Here's the thing. But, Rox, when it comes down to a monthly mortgage, it's not like you're paying $1 million cash by the house. Your mortgage is, I don't know, some probably $7,000-$8,000, whatever, you know, maybe 10.
Does he have a job?
Yeah.
But he's been doing, like, he's been on a few shows here and there, and him and his mom won a show.
Well, he went scripted for a little bit, didn't he?
Yeah, 90210.
But I don't think he made any money off that. You wouldn't make money off that. I think, listen, with social media stuff, tweets, there's just all sorts of money. I just know from my wife, like, you know, she's not on TV right now and making more money than she's ever made.
Damn.
Stuff. So with your fame, it just
go
comes
girl.
In.
Yes, and speaking about money, so Snooki is approximately making $4 million. J-Wow is raking in $3.5 million. And Pauly D.
Yes, Pauly, yes.
Are you guys ready for this?
Yes, here we go.
Pauly D is making between $15 to $24 million.
A year, you mean? This is all annual.
Wow. This is annual.
Holy wow.
DJ Pauly D, Las Vegas.
No, I knew he was making 10. But
$15 to $24 million is his net worth.
That's his net worth, or that's per year?
That is his net worth, but per year, Vinny's making $3 million.
Per year. So net worth is...
But Vinny's net worth is $15 to $24 million.
Pauly D?
Pauly D.
Pauly D.
They didn't give Vinny's net worth. They just said that he's making $3 million.
Okay, and what's the source? Celebrity net worth?
Celebrity net worth? No, I'll double back on that.
But that's not even a credible source, so don't, I'm not saying. I was just curious.
Wow. I'm like, I'll double back on that.
Apparently, they're doing really well. Okay, so before we go, Morgan, you had some stuff for us, right?
First of all, I'm going to do a quick fan shout-out because Karen Rodriguez, awesome, on our YouTube commented. She said, love that you guys are all dressed up. Hashtag, yeah, buddy. She also, I asked her what I should wear. She told me baggy sweatpants. Girl.
Here we go.
Woo! I got your baggy sweatpants, and I feel great tonight. Buddy. So thanks, Karen, for commenting. And real quick, I have 7 facts that we did not know about our Jersey Shore cast. Did you know Dina auditioned for the first season and got beat out by Angelina?
Ooh.
Did you know?
What?
Did you know Vinny had a law school aspiration? He took the LSAT. Did not get a high enough score. He wanted to go to Yale or Harvard. He had a 3.9 GPA in Latin honors.
Vinny-esque. I would have never thought.
Who would have thought?
Dang.
Did you know J-Wow had an internship with computer animation with Disney? Wanted to be an animator. Took the internship, realized... Not for me.
This is just a bizarre universe. Exactly. Who are these people?
Look at them now.
What?
Did you know that the rooftop jacuzzi in the previous seasons is actually located not in the house, on top of the Shore Store?
What?
Whoa.
It's
not. It's on top of the Shore Store.
Damn.
Did you know you can visit the Shore Store or the Shore House and pay to stay there? I think we should take a vacation. Just my opinion.
Oh, it's like an Airbnb
Yeah, you can stay there. I don't know. I didn't look up how much, but you better bet.
Staying in a smoke room.
If you can find out.
I got us.
Do we get the duck phone, though, or is it gone forever?
Oh, I'll bring a duck phone. Amazon, man. And last but not least, did you know? Here's what Snooki said about being isolated while filming. She said, you can't leave without a film crew with you. If you want to leave, you have to tell them an hour before so they can get you prepped and ready. No cell phones, no TV. You can't read, write, pass notes. You can't listen to music. You can't do anything. It's like being in jail for 2 months, and people wonder why all we do is drink.
Oh. And how did she face on her kids then?
This was, I think, previous seasons.
I think they give you that. You have your allotted time.
Oh, you can request a FaceTime session.
That's what I would think. But yeah.
Wow.
Damn.
It's like living double lives. I swear, who are these people?
It really.
I'm going to tell you this. I think, once again, you guys, I don't think anyone in the audience, and certainly no one on the show, has done any growth whatsoever. Can we at least say that?
Right?
We had a lot of fun, but I don't think we grew at all. Do we leave anything else?
I wanted to share something.
Oh, go, Stace.
Yeah. So I joined the Ronnie, Snooki, and Vinny for the Jersey Shore After Show on MTV recently, the other day. It's going to premiere today after the show.
Interesting.
And during that, a fan asked a question about how Vinny was able to stay, you know, committed and stuff. And Snooki blurted out, he cheated. So I don't know if that's going to end up in the show or if that's going to be edited out, but that was something that was crazy.
Did it seem like she was making a joke, or did it seem like she was being serious?
Well, it's Snooki. I feel like she just blurts out things without thinking, and she probably was telling the truth. I feel like
wowzers, because we did report that they broke up recently.
And do you remember? And that she also be. That's a little bit of shade. Right?
Yeah. But I noticed that she blurts out things about the cast members. So I've seen that in other interviews. So
mouth vomit.
And are we going to see you on this?
Yeah, I asked a question to Vinny too about how he's able to stay out of trouble. Even though he has a girlfriend in Miami.
And they Skype you in, so do we see you?
Yeah, I should be. Hopefully they don't edit me out.
If they do, we know what happened.
Yes.
He cheated.
Exclusive here first, after Buzz TV.
Right. Stacey bringing the heat.
All right, you guys, Roxy, where do I find you?
Everywhere at Roxy Stryer.
Oh, how good for you. Morgan.
At Morgan_Willett. Maybe Mo Money now.
Mo Delicious. We like that one.
I like that. You can find this little black Guido over at Kiki Boom Boom on all social media.
And you can find me all over social media at Stacey Olivas. And I need a name. I need to commit to a name.
Yeah, we have to commit. Next week, we have to commit. It's at Undergar. You guys, check me out on the Tomorrow Show with Roxy Stryer. And I'm going to bring some of these clowns on, too, because we just have way too much fun. All right. Listen, next week, we didn't even do predictions, but let's really quick, right? What are we thinking? Really quick.
Ronnie's hooking up with the Swedish girl.
Yeah.
She's
not leaving until the next morning.
Okay, but it didn't even seem like they were... Okay,
They smushed
100%.
Right. So they smush, and then he's a wreck? Does he call the wife? What happens?
Yeah, he's a wreck. He calls the baby mama. I made a mistake.
And she takes him back.
Yeah.
Okay, and does this end Ronnie's cheating for the rest of the season?
No.
I hope not.
Once a cheater, always a cheater.
You guys, I don't know. How do we sign the show off? What is Cavs are here?
Cavs are here!
You guys, Cavs are here!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later,
bitches!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.